This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from talkers prepared for the week of November 1st to the 5th. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Michael Harrison, by the way, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list, and ancillary stories about the events of the week with regard to this fabulous thing called News Talk Radio. I think at some point in time, I should probably ask you during the course of our hourly get-together every week, what you think the biggest story is that you wrote about in Talkers. You go to talkers.com, not only see this list, but every day there are stories on top of stories on top of stories about the people who are stars of programs and what they're up to. What do you think of that for an idea?
Well, I think it's a very difficult question to answer because they're all important in different ways. We really cover this industry. And some of them are stories about people. For example, the Dan Bongino story ran yesterday was very interesting. But in the scheme of things, is it really all that important? Or are stories about major broadcasting corporations' quarterly reports in terms of their profits or losses? You know, how do you weigh one against the other? So it would be a tough question to answer. But if I had to write off the top of my head in terms of human interest, here I'm answering the question, even though you never asked it, you presented it, that you might ask it. But I think the Dan Bongino story was
considered
kind of
asked.
Didn't you find that to be a fascinating development? For those who wonder what we're talking about, he said, "I'm going to quit if my company doesn't stop doing the mandates for vaccines, even though I was vaccinated." And in the end, he backed down. And he's staying the job.
Yeah, well, he's got a good paycheck, and the company doesn't care what he thinks. I think that was pretty obvious.
He misjudged the amount of support he was going to get from his fellow talk show hosts.
He overplayed his part. He overplayed his hand, if you will. And we talked about this last week on the countdown, which seems like only moments ago. It's how very amazing how quickly time flies. There were some people listening from the company, and they thought it was like, rah-rah. You know, what we said was what we were thinking and feeling. I wasn't really that concerned about the company, per se.
Are you saying the company didn't agree with us or agreed with us?
No, the company the company was happy that we had the conversation that we had.
Oh, okay, because I thought that we were, if anything, pretty even-handed.
We were reserved, in fact.
Yeah. In other words, we didn't come out and bad-rap them and support them.
No.
We were very...
it was a story. We told the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, yeah. So, with a wink and a nod, we move on. Yeah, that is an interesting story. There were some rumors that he was going to go to Fox from his present employer, and obviously that didn't pan out. But I think sometimes when you... There's something about being on the air for some people, being in a situation where they may think of themselves as more than a commodity, but they're celebrities, you know, like some television star. And I think celebrity is greatly enhanced by some of the social media these days. There are so many people. Have you seen that show Fake Famous? That's on, I think it's on HBO or Netflix or one of those. It's all about people. Have you heard about it?
Now I have.
Check it out.
A dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something I don't know, you know, they get a dozen donuts.
Hooray. I'd like to have a dozen donuts. The essence of this show is how much time people spend who are doing nothing trying to be famous. I want to be famous. What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? No. I just want to be famous. I want to have lots of social media followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But what are you going to do? Oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to have a lot
of... influencer.
Yeah. Right.
I want to be famous, and I want to influence people. What do you want to influence them? I don't know. I just want to influence them.
Yeah. That's right. It's the warped sense of reality and what's important. And it goes back to the Kardashians, I guess, at least in our lifetime. I mean, when you, can you think of people, but maybe Zsa Zsa Gabor and
I was just going to say Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was famous for being famous. She was an actress. She was in a couple of movies, but.
Yeah, she was a lousy actress. But
she was incredibly, she was in her youth incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. And wasn't it, who was it that had so much fun with her? Merv Griffin? I think Merv Griffin had a lot of fun with the Gabor sisters, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and they but the point you're making of you know, who, famous for being famous.
Yes.
There always has been a desire to be famous. People dreamed of going out to Hollywood and becoming a movie star, even if they didn't have any acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
But social media and the technology that comes with it has turned everybody into a performer. Everybody is into their ratings. Everybody is into how many people like them, how many people follow them, how many people are friends with them.
Mm.
People have their own platforms. They have their own blogs. They have their own websites, and people are making their own videos and things that, you know, back in the day, the average person didn't have that kind of platform or that type of mm-hmm. technology. So you looked at the newspapers and you saw the silver screen and television and magazines, and that was another world. So anybody who would be on the front page of the paper or
wow.
on the silver screen, they were in right. the magic of Hollywood, the magic of the news. Now that perspective has been democratized, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it's wreaked havoc not only on the lives of individual people who walk around all day long worried about their ratings and their popularity when it doesn't mean anything, but it also has taken away from the magic and the impact of those who are in big-time media entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as big a deal anymore.
Well, we're all just people who have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to go to the bathroom every day and probably, you know, take a shower, hopefully. And so we just
at least once a month, I have to tell you.
Right, once a month, yeah. We just have to put things into perspective. And even though it's nice to rub elbows with somebody, you know, look at all the attention that's given to movie stars still today, the red carpet, all these people hanging around on the Sunset and Vine.
But movie stars today don't have the same cachet that they had back in the day of the big studios, Clark Gable and people of that nature. These people were legendary, larger-than-life figures. Today,
Errol Flynn.
You know, it's before our time, I must say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, we knew about the stars and the media that came before us. We watched movies and you know, even our gang. I mean, they were old movies when I was a kid, and we used to watch them on television.
Our gang
cartoons.
Comedies.
Yeah, they were from the generation before.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew about them. I knew about Laurel and Hardy, knew about Charlie Chaplin, knew about... Today, kids don't know about things that might have had been 5 years ago, let alone mm-hmm. 20
right.
years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're going to ask kids about stuff that they have no clue about music or movies or things,
right.
books. They don't even, you know, books. What's a book? Really, what's mm-hmm. a library for? That kind of stuff. It's really pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty damning when you get right down to it as to how there are certain things, it seems to me, that ought to be a part and parcel of one's educational experiences, and they are timeless, ageless, the things that you need to know or ought to know. So anyway, okay, so we're off on that. We need to get to the stories and the people list, which we will do in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with an extended Halloween wish. Even though we're in the first week of November as you listen to this program, there are a lot of people who have been very interested in the Calitrin message this week. They've sold a lot of products this week. And that's, they think, because of the exposure that they get around certain holidays. And my message is one of many. People talking about this product all across the country on radio programs, good radio programs like this. Calitrin has been a sponsor of my programs for now 5.5 years. And it's basically because a good product that works and people respond when I pass along the message, which is pretty simple. Get healthy and stay healthy the right way by losing weight the right way, the healthy way, using Calitrin, which is a natural formula. Doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take all kinds of weird drugs and stimulants. No, this is the healthiest choice you can make, not only to lose the weight safely, but to keep it off. Calitrin is proven to help with keeping weight off, and that's why I am so sold on it. So as far as the Halloween stuff is concerned, the benefits I can talk about until I'm blue in the face, there is a spotlight every week. If you go to toploss.com, which is their website, you can get a personal connection to a Calitrin consultant who will help support you through your weight loss efforts. They are ready, willing, and able to help you out. Go to toploss.com, get healthy, get the product at the right price. As a matter of fact, right now, fall savings are here, 90-day supply, huge 86% success rate. And the BOGO deal on the 90-day supply, you buy 90 days supply, you get 180 days worth of product. That's it. Check it out. And they have an afterpay option option as well for you if this may be a little too stiff for you to play all at once, pay for it all at once. Toploss.com is the site, and use the discount code DJV for the deal, plus free shipping. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. That's free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, let's get to the list, these stories.
All right.
Sometimes we get a little long-winded, but it's okay because it's entertaining and it tells stories about what's going on in the business of news talk radio, which is a business. Right?
Well,
it's a business.
If we weren't long-winded, we couldn't fill an hour with all of this interesting programming content. I mean, you know,
that's it.
I don't know how long-winded we are.
Number 10, story
foreign
list.
Affairs.
Yes.
I'm doing it already. Number 10, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. And at number 9, climate change. At number 8, abortion. At number 7, immigration reform. At number 6, we have the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump and the GOP, and it's tied with voting legislation, all at number 6. At number 5, we have a tie between crime, violence, and air rage. At number 4, the Biden budget tied with inflation, the labor shortage, and the supply chain breakdown. At number 3, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates. At number 2, school board politics, and that's tied with race relations. And number 1 is Tuesday's election. On the People Survey, Kyle Rittenhouse is having his trial at number 10. He is at number 10. Xi Jinping is 9. Number 8, the aforementioned Dan Bongino tied with Aaron Rodgers, who has COVID and a little controversy surrounding how that
happened.
He's
a jerk. He's a jerk.
Okay, we'll get back to that. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have number 5. Number 4 is tied between Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. Donald Trump is at number 3. At number 2, the Virginia elections star players Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
So,
you think Aaron Rodgers is a jerk?
I do. Yeah, I think you overplayed. He's another one like Bongino, overplayed his part, overplayed his hand, and has come out of it looking, now he can't play, right? Isn't he? He's off the squad because he's not, in fact, had, he said he was immunized, but that turns
he was
out.
Deputized.
Yes, he was. Yes,
he was.
Deputized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't work too well. A lot of the controversy is whether or not the Green Bay Packers abided by the regulations that the NFL has, imposed dealing with COVID protection. So the whole team is having a problem right now. And, it'll be forgotten probably before it goes anywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of these things, like the Bongino thing, that'll be forgotten pretty soon, as well as will he.
Bongino thing?
But, yeah.
I could resist.
Who's Nancy Pelosi? I forget who she is. And where'd Mitch McConnell go? One of the things I find interesting, the back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul, which seems to get a play every time Fauci seems to, I don't think he has to testify, but every time he gets invited to testify before that committee, Rand Paul rakes him over the coals, tells him what a phony he is, and, you know, how this and that, and I just find it interesting, but does it get you anywhere? What comes out of, you know, that's, some of that, you talk about theater, some of that stuff in Congress is nothing but theater, right?
Yeah, I agree. It is theater. You're right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't get us anywhere. It's no.
Yeah, it doesn't get anywhere. Well, a lot of the stuff that Fauci has done, as far as I'm concerned, has been nothing but theater. You know what?
Maybe
I'd like to
what
have.
Rand Paul is doing is theater, too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So, number one, the elections, Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. What do you make of that? Take 60 seconds or so, or maybe 30 seconds, and give us your.
I think that it comes down to the Democrats and the Republicans having to find ways to go forward without being dragged down by Donald Trump in the GOP. Mm-hmm. And right. By the left wing, the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party, and that what we saw in Virginia is the result of that syndrome. And I can explain it later if you want, but that's my 30-second take.
Yeah, I think we ought to spend a little bit more time on it because there's so much emphasis on right-wing radio, and is that all working? It's 28 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use. So you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 100 congressional Republicans demanded Thursday that the Department of Homeland Security detail its plans for dealing with a new caravan of migrants making its way through southern Mexico at this hour. In a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, it's being reported that the lawmakers were deeply concerned about the situation and warned that border agents are already overworked, undermanned, and undersupplied as a result of Biden's open border policy. In the past year alone, U.S. Border Patrol has recorded nearly 1.7 million migrant apprehensions at the southern border. Democrats in the House appear to be on the verge of advancing President Biden's $1.85 trillion partisan social spending bill and the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill if they can push it to a vote. Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi noted Thursday that the overall partisan package will be fully paid for. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the now-debunked Steele dossier was used by American officials to spy on a Republican presidential campaign, another arrest is starting to put the pieces together. Igor Deshenko was arrested on 5 counts of lying to the FBI on Thursday. A Hillary Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was arrested on similar charges in September. So will this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News Thursday believes it will.
This indictment is the one that finally puts into place, components of this conspiracy that were only speculation. The fact that this is rooted deeply in two operatives that were coming together and trying to assist each other in coming up with a file that they could use to take down a candidate and then eventually a president was so deeply rooted in the Clinton campaign. Well, you have two individuals that were utilized in both Bill Clinton's campaign, and then you have Hillary Clinton and their campaign that are utilizing them. Payments being made through lawyers, the law firm of the campaign, to individuals. So what you now see are both sides of the conspiracy. You see where it came from, and you see those that were operating inside the conspiracy to fabricate out of whole cloth facts that they knew would be damaging to an up-and-coming candidate. This is an individual you prosecute as early as you can and get into discussions about him exposing others in order to save his hide from federal prison.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the authoritative, compelling talk radio countdown show. How do you like that, Michael? Pretty good, huh? Authoritative and
exaggerated.
Compelling.
I don't know how authoritative it is, but it is hopefully
it is.
Compelling.
You run the Bible of the talk radio business, so it should have authority attached to it, and it does, as far as I'm concerned.
I do that with complete humbleness and humility. I let others say such things. Remember.
Okay, well, here I am.
Yes. In terms of platforms and all of that stuff, you gotta know your place. So I don't take it all that seriously. As our responsibility, but I don't take myself that seriously.
Well, it's a good thing. That's a very important thing, not to take yourself too seriously. There is a lot of attention being given, if I may just. I do want you to go back to the election thing. Well, let's do that now, and then I'm going to go down a different street for a minute. The elections and the impact or import of the party line. What do you think?
I think that, as I said before, I think that what we're seeing is that the GOP has to deal with Trump. If Trump becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Yeah. If Biden becomes the nominee in 24, they may lose the general election. Mm-hmm. The left wing of the Democratic Party and the Trump wing of the GOP are in many ways standing in the way of both parties moving forward. And I think we saw, without getting into all the minutiae about it, I assume the people who listen to a program like this are up to speed on contemporary issues. What we saw in Virginia sort of reflected that. McCulloch misplayed it. He tried to use the specter of Trump as the reason not to vote for the Republicans, and this basic newcomer to the political scene, he was an underdog, Youngkin, he dealt with issues that were local and of concern to the voters, as opposed to making it ideological on an abstract level. So I think that what we take from that is that the Manchins and the Sinemas actually might be friends of the Democrats more than thorns in the side. They may be showing them the way going forward, because it's still not too late. 22 is coming, and that's crucial. And Trump is both the strength and the weakness of the GOP.
Is it true, from the point of view of what people listen to, that we hear what we want to hear? And that is, we tune into a program or a station that carries the message that we like? Or is the other side, that we hear what we want to hear? Do we, using our own filters, keep things out of our reality even though they're there?
That's a psychological question. It's rhetorical, and it's the very heart of how the media operates today. In terms of the daily dance of affirmation, you tell the audience what the audience wants to hear. You target a group, and you tell them what they like, and then they listen to you because they get pleasure out of hearing somebody agree with them. We do tend to sublimate or filter out information that we don't want. It's a human nature thing, and it's something that is to the detriment of our well-being. Because if we're informed about the good and the bad and the ugly, we might be able to deal with it with more options than if we just go into things blindly looking at what we want that's comfortable for us and ultimately doesn't offer us the right perspective and tools to deal with the challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because the predictability of people when they come down. Let's take the Supreme Court as an example. There are those people who say, oh, Roberts, he's a conservative, he's going to be bad, or... then the others who have been appointed, Amy, just take the last three or four have been appointed. It's all been politics. It's all been, they're going to ruin the court. They're going to do this, 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 and this, and they're not doing anything of the sort. Roberts has become, as you've suggested, and maybe this is the bellwether of where the country is going. The Supreme Court is finding a middle, even though they're all of the people who are machinating about, oh, these terrible liberals or terrible conservatives, you know, they're pretty much coming to the middle on a lot of things.
Well, a lot of these guys have, these guys and gals in the Supreme Court have their own pride as justices, and their connection to the legal community supersedes their beholdens to the president that put them there. And, you know, where Trump made a mistake was thinking that these people worked for him now.
Yeah.
And you become a Supreme Court justice, so you may not be so quick to want to, toe the president's line, because what's he going to do about it? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that at play. It's interesting to see that where this is going to play out, the syndrome you just described is going to play out in the forthcoming ongoing war over abortion per the Texas abortion law. That ain't over by any means, and Supreme Court has yet to weigh in on a lot of aspects of it.
There's a case from Mississippi, I think, it's even more strident than the one in Texas.
The Texas thing could spread around the country.
Yeah.
And Roe v. Wade is definitely hanging in the balance.
And you wonder sometimes what it is that makes people so passionate or angry about that issue when it's so personal. It's so one-on-one. I mean,
that's why they're angry and passionate.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's
yeah.
so personal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
I mean, what is politics?
It my business
it's a collection
or your business?
Of that's what politics is. It's a collective personal. It's the organization of a bunch of personals.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Holland Cook in his monthly newsletter asked an interesting question. Holland is one of the great consultants in the radio business, and he does a monthly newsletter for people who are in the business. And he asked something, when I saw it, it just so jumped out of the page for me, in referencing some of the people on the air who do programs. He refers to them as soreheads. And his question is, the Sorehead Show still a business? Referencing from his political perspective, because you and I both know he's left of center, and maybe you read some of the stuff or you watch him on TV because he's on RTV, the RTV cable system. But, you know, there's something, when I saw that, I just thought to myself, yeah, that's a really good question. And is it fundamentally bad radio to always be angry? You know, but we hear these guys who are on, some women as well, who just seem to always, always, always be angry about something. And is that entertaining? Is that good?
Well, I don't agree. I don't agree with you on that, but I certainly understand your perspective, and there is a degree of truth to it. But I think that Holland is showing his partisanship, and I think that people have the right to be soreheads, and I think that people have the right to be angry. And,
but does it work on the radio is his question.
Obviously, it does.
Yeah, of course it does.
It works on the radio within the area that it works. There's no one answer. There's no one answer to what'll work on the radio, and then everybody should do that.
Yeah.
You know, people say, "Why is conservative talk radio so popular?" I said, "Because conservative talk radio is popular." The answer is the question. It's because people. That's the reason. Why was British rock and roll popular when the Beatles came out? Because people liked them. There's nothing more to it than that.
No, it's not some deep conspiracy. Ooh, these guys are going to take over.
And it didn't mean that. It didn't mean the New York Philharmonic Orchestra or that people who were in polka bands had to start playing. I want all. Hold your hand. There's going to still be a spectrum of things, but things move to the fore. And conservative talk radio, people should leave it alone. Let them do what they're doing and stop wanting them to change because it'd be better radio.
Just offer something different if you want.
That's right. Offer something else. But don't say it should change. That's where I disagree with you, and I think you probably see my point.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely see your point. I just wanted to digress for a second here because this is one of the big elephants in the room. It was on the Countdown story list last week, the Rust movie and what happened with Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really very interesting to see what the outgrowth has been. And in conversation, people like The Rock have really started conversation because he says no more guns, no more real guns on any movie that I'm in, which... Well, sort of begs the question, how real are the guns that are in television and movies? Because you can't turn on the TV or watch a movie, for the most part, without seeing somebody getting shot at. Big guns, little guns and stuff. So I thought that that was a pretty interesting public pronouncement. What did you think?
I didn't realize that they use real guns in movies. I thought that these blank guns were dangerous because they emitted a lot of air pressure and gas from the gunpowder, but that didn't have shells. I didn't realize that they were just regular guns without bullets in them.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to be able to comment, you know, with a degree of education. However, there might be something to what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has said. That maybe they could have. I mean, they have the technology to have realistic looking guns.
Sure, they do.
And
make
and
them out of those 3D printers.
Right, and with digital, you know, computer technology, they could create any kind of effect. Why do they have to have real gunpowder and guns that could accidentally have a projectile in the barrel? Doesn't make sense. He probably is right.
Yep, it may be for sure. All right. Focus on Michael's interview coming up in a matter of moments now, 44 after, on the Talk Radio Countdown show. The story of MyPillow goes on and on. We all know, Michael, how controversial Mike Lindell has been. And it's interesting because the advertising now points directly at that, because apparently MyPillow has had canceled orders from the huge box stores that used to sell them. And now, because of Lindell's politics, they don't want to sell MyPillow stuff anymore. So they've sent all of these pillows, thousands and thousands of them, back to the factory. So now MyPillow is passing on the savings directly to you because they got so many of these pillows. They're selling them now for $19.98. Normal price, $69.98. The best offer in the history of MyPillow on standard size MyPillows. So if you want to buy some of these or anything else that's in the catalog, huge, huge discounts. Check them out. Use the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hi, so Michael, what's in the MH interview this week?
Interesting conversation with the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, a conservative libertarian who's playing a leading role in the debate about vaccine mandates. His name is Glenn Jacobs, but in a past life, he was the three-time heavyweight champion in the WWE, a seven-foot masked demon from hell, Kane. And
wow.
Wrestling fans will know about that, so check it out at MHinterview.com.
Yes, sir, 10 before the hour. Thanks, Michael.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to spend thought process time with Chuck Curry. Find out what's going to be new at the movies this weekend, what he thinks is going to do well at the box office, and then a couple of other things like guns and movies. Not Guns and Roses, guns and movies right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's got to be morning after. Another Poseidon song. All right, this is Chugger's favorite movie of all time. He's seen it 78 times, I think.
300.
300 times. Good God,
yes.
Chugger. All right, so what are we celebrating today?
I want to tell you why, because I knew it was your birthday today, and I was trying to figure out a good song to play on your birthday, and this popped into my head.
Thank you, Chugger. That's very sweet of you. Yeah,
I couldn't think of a better song.
No, that's good.
My point is stay positive. The good times are ahead.
Good times are ahead. That's good for good lesson for everybody.
And I just
want
to point out real quick some of the other celebrities who share your birthday. Robert Patrick, who was a villain in T2, he's had a really good career.
He's had a good career as solid, strong actor, and you're right, he's everywhere, all over the place.
Tilda Swinton, who's a very quirky actress, but a very good actor.
Right, yeah.
Born in 1960. Two actors who were passed away, Joel Grey from Cabaret was born on this day, and Roy Rogers, born in 1911.
Lawrence,
What was his last name? His Lawrence, his real name was, he was from Cleveland. What the heck was his, he had a strange last name. And when he got to Hollywood, as usual, PR people said, oh, we can't work with that name. But it was a really weird last name. So anyway, he became Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. I think that was.
Yeah. I remember when I used to sit in a movie theater back in the day, and they used to have a thing on screen, Roy Rogers Foundation, and the usher came around with a can and passed it around the theater to collect money for charity. Remember that?
I do remember that. Did you know who Roy Rogers was at that time?
No, tell me.
No. Well, you don't know who he is now?
No. Well, really? I know. No, I knew who he was. I knew who he was, but. I remember that was a very, very mainstay aspect of going to movie theaters.
Yeah.
Probably around 25, 30 years ago, where they used to take up a collection before every showing from that.
For lots of different things. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. That was her real name. They were husband and wife. They were in movies together, TV show. They were really... they were very, very popular in the 50s and the 60s.
So I got a question for you. I need your opinion, okay? On Sunday night, I'm doing a movie screening for the East Stroudsburg University women's softball team. And I'm going to supply popcorn and milkshakes and all that stuff. I like to get involved with the local university.
Good.
So we need to pick a movie to watch. I have one selection, which you're fighting me on. I'll tell you in a second. But my other four would be Twister, San Andreas, 13 Going on 30, or Notting Hill with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. This is what they came back. Their list is the remake of Jumanji, School of Rock, The Hangover, which the coach said no, We Are Marshall, or Remember the Titans. I want to do Kick-Ass from the 2010 because I love the character Hit Girl, and I think they'll really like it. They don't never seen it, so they're sort of like perplexed. You have any choices in it on this list? Would be good.
I think Hoosiers you had in there, right?
Not Hoosiers. We are Marshall or Remember the Titans.
Yeah,
they're both really good. I like those movies a lot.
Yeah,
it's interesting how some of them like sports movies, and some of them just like, I think School of Rock is a classic film with Jack.
It's also a good one, yes. School of Rock.
My gut feeling is when we settle, they're going to pick Jumanji. That's my gut feeling.
That's a lousy movie. All right, The Rock says no more guns, real guns in his movies. What do you think of that?
I think it's good. I don't think it's necessary to have guns. Certainly nothing in the gun is necessary. It's not worth it.
Sound effects are
happy
what
birthday,
they are.
Doug.
Thank you, Chucker. You're a good man. I'm happy to have you as part of the program every day. 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.